We're talking to Tom Casper, planetarium coordinator at Eastern Michigan University and a lecturer in astronomy. Has it been a big day for you?
It's been a big day. It started about 4 a.m. this morning.
Tell us about what you experienced.
Well, we had our original plans were to set up near a small town of Ravenna, Nebraska. Now, the last few days, the forecast has not been looking like it was going to cooperate. So we looked at the latest weather models about 4 o'clock this morning and made the decision to head west and a little bit north, and we ended up outside a little ghost town called JM, Wyoming, along with a whole bunch of other folks along US 85, and found a nice clear spot to watch the Great American Eclipse.
So I watched it not far from Scherzer Observatory here at Eastern Michigan University with the special glasses that Norbert Vance gave me, and it was amazing for us, but it didn't really get dark outside. Describe what it was like where you are.
It was just like a few minutes of dusk that you would experience right before sunset, and the winds picked up a little bit, it cooled off a little bit, and then for about 2 minutes, it got very dark as we entered totality, and the cows in the pasture near us started mooing, and the crickets got quiet, it cooled off a little bit, and you heard an awful lot of oohing and aahing during the couple of very brief moments of totality when we could see the corona of the sun poking out from beyond the disk of the moon as it passed over.
I am hearing about a lot of groups who were together watching, in the camaraderie and the cheering. Was that a fun part of the eclipse watching event for you?
Oh, yeah. There's people from all over. I think if we were playing license plate bingo the last couple of days, we'd have probably 40 or so different states represented as we've made the trek out here.
I'm assuming, were you looking through a telescope or the special solar glasses? How are you looking at the actual sun?
We had our solar glasses, of course, to observe safely, and then we brought a bunch of special equipment, cameras with special filters, small telescopes with special filters. So hopefully, with the variety of equipment we brought, we've captured some very nice images of the eclipse to bring home with us.
I know astronomers especially were excited about this. Can you convey that excitement to us? I mean, what does this mean to you personally, or as an astronomer?
Well, this is the first one that's happened during my lifetime, so it was definitely an event that almost can't be described with words. It was one of the coolest things I've ever witnessed in my lifetime. I'm glad we made the effort to get out to a place where we could see it. I can't even describe how cool it is to see everything just get dark like night for a couple minutes and see the corona of the sun and just see the subtle changes in nature and then the breeze. And the good news is we only have a few years, 7 or 8 years or so, to wait until 2024 when the next one rolls on through.
Did anything unusual happen, or did it go astronomically as expected?
It was everything that we expected happened, nothing out of the ordinary. We did get to see a couple of the bright stars in the sky during the moments of totality. So overall, an outstanding eclipse.
Tom Casper, planetarium coordinator at Eastern Michigan University and a lecturer in astronomy, thank you so much for your description and sharing your eclipse experience with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Well, you're very welcome, Lisa.